everyone, welcome to the show. Football was back recently and the Premier League did not disappoint at all. Well, for some fans it did.
Normal level.
We saw defending champion City begin strongly with Arsenal, Tottenham and Chelsea all winning their games. Liverpool played a draw with Fulham at Craven Cottage, and yes, we believe Jurgen Klopp, the pitch was dry. Manchester United. My name is Victor Kwachi and I'm in the company of
Emmanuel Peter, your regular guy.
Moji Adam of his father's house.
Of his father's house.
Molo. Now, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed.
Man. What the fuck, guy?
Also, I fear Jeff and Michael.
You're soon to be FPL champion, blessed Nyabon.
Guys, how good is it that football was back? Like, how do you guys feel? Guy, when I was watching that match,
goosebumps.
Watching Arsenal's match, it just felt right.
Me, I'm not happy. Why? That match, I was not happy. I was happy when the game started, but when it ended and my captain blanked.
Your captain, FPL.
After all the hype,
captain,
FPL. As in, after all the preseason.
But it, obviously, like, anyway, that's FPL talk. Let's leave that one for later. But yeah, football is back. We're happy. For now,
the Premier League is back.
I think the only two people that are not happy are people that actually have Gabriel Jesus in their FPL and then our regular customers.
Have they ever been happy?
Let's just,
what?
Eric Ten Hag. No, like, I felt very cringe. Like, it, I was thinking one kind. Looking at Alex.
How are we talking about Eric Ten Hag? We were talking about Arsenal.
Bro, leave Arsenal alone. Leave Arsenal alone.
Arsenal won.
Arsenal won. Patrick Vieira.
Everybody won, bro.
Arsenal won.
Everybody won. Can I leave that?
Yes, people.
Anyway, Arsenal won Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park 2-0. With Gabriel Martinelli scoring and an own goal following the Bukayo Saka cross, giving them the points. Why didn't Jesus score, guy? Guy, Best King had Jesus to just do two shots on targets at two odds. Jesus managed only one shot.
You sure say
Jazz did this ball? Guy, Jazz, just need to be cartel,
run this ball. Yeah, don't tell him waiting go sub.
No do him.
Because, but, no man.
When I saw that odds, I was like,
I know they follow bets.
So like
that was very ballsy.
I knew something was going to happen. Because like, it was too easy.
How
too
hot?
Too easy.
That guy, I was surprised, but let's move on to Liverpool played Fulham on Saturday, right? They played Fulham on Saturday. And they played a 2-2 draw. Guy,
Mitro is back.
Guy, Mitro
is that Liverpool came from behind. Guys,
I saw one video.
Liverpool came from behind twice.
Guy, I saw one video like that with Venom stunning on Spider-Man, like on Twitter. Like,
yeah.
Guy, Mitrovic
first started with Henderson. He floored Henderson first. Then he now went to Van Dijk.
No, Van Dijk. He did on Arnold first.
Then he now dunked on Arnold.
I said dunk on Arnold.
Like, it was so fucking.
Guy, when I saw that thing, he dunked to Arnold, but I was very, very happy.
No, guy,
then I also remember that Arnold is on my FPL. You know that meme that is raining now. That's Kenyan guy.
Yeah,
those are my reactions, guy.
No, guy, I was so happy what he did to Van Dijk. Like, it just made Van Dijk look shit.
Hey, but Mitrovic is the Premier League.
And then you have Haaland.
And the guy is on form.
Guy, you have Haaland too in Premier League. No, man.
Haaland's one is the one that I've been surprised with the most because I don't know.
Surprised.
Yes!
For Haaland to score.
Surprised.
No! Well,
are you mad?
Haaland is a beast.
You guys should hold on. Let's talk about Tottenham first. Tottenham came from behind after going a goal down by a superb James Ward-Prowse goal to win Tottenham 4-1. But somehow Kane did not score in that match. 4-1 and Kane did not score.
Let's start from the one. James Ward-Prowse. I don't understand. Why is that guy still Southampton?
Well,
Southampton don't deserve that guy.
No.
They don't, but
you knew that, but the guy is just somebody that pops
apart
up.
From
like
freaky, the guy is so random,
yeah.
He's not consistent,
like that.
Apart from free kicks and LNC special goals. The other one,
but he's the only person in Southampton,
but the other he doesn't have like work rate
season after season.
Work rate, we compare him with other Premier League,
but like for a bigger team, yeah, other players that would say are better than him.
What team do you want to see James Ward-Prowse at?
Man U.
You won't start.
No, aside that one, Seth.
Wait,
I don't actually believe it. No, I'm trying to humor him now. I can't believe that. I don't think that James Ward-Prowse will fit into Man U because Man U are playing two pivots.
Yeah.
Is he a pivot? He won't bench Bruno Fernandes.
Why not?
Ward-Prowse will bench Bruno Fernandes.
My team, you won't.
The team is trashed.
Oh, another London club, Chelsea, won at Everton following a Jorginho penalty. We saw debuts to Raheem Sterling. Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, did you guys see Iwobi in that match?
No, Iwobi was fine. Iwobi benched Dele Alli, guys. That match was great.
But Dele Alli is not like a thing again now.
He's not.
Dele Alli
is
not.
So why are you making him?
He's done.
Just that he was better in the
He was a very good player. He was PFE player. PFE young player of the year.
Let's just follow.
24.
Honestly, let's just follow his coach.
Dele Alli, yeah.
Let's just follow his coach to whichever club that guy is going to.
Which coach is that? Pochettino.
Just invite his career straight up.
What do you guys think of Cucurella? I know he did a cameo shot, but that guy looked very. He created a lot of chances, guy.
It's like a swap, like a better upgrade. I just think Chelsea were having upgrades this season. Like this guy is going now.
Alonso is going now.
So like Cucurella, I think it's an upgrade.
But Cucurella versus Chilwell.
So you think what's his name? Koulibaly is an upgrade of Rüdiger.
But when, exactly. If he's a replacement, he was replaced.
But look, Koulibaly has, let's say he has experience more.
He's significantly older.
But
Rüdiger.
But shall let's leave down for the Spanish side, cause.
Okay, so United lost at home to Brighton 2-1.
Repeat it again, say it again.
United.
No, try to be lucky.
Manchester United lost at home to Brighton.
At home.
Erik ten Hag's era has been kicked off with a loss, which might be a good thing, seeing that we might go to sign players. That's what we want, at least.
But check out the players that you guys want to sign.
The players who want to sign out. They are just wrong players. I'm telling you, this is that match.
So, you just see McTominay and Fred, but
was that ever
option? That is if it will work. Because, it'd be like Steven Aglizas, they select our starting level. Because Ole play McFred, Kai play McFred, Ragni play McFred.
But
this man cost out.
Maybe
McFred,
there's
something. But you know, see, nah,
there maybe there's something.
Like you guys play dog pivots now, and like the top.
We haven't been played up. See, when Mario started playing dog pivots was when Herrera left too. When Herrera was there, so
why did Mario leave Herrera for Christ's sake? Why would he just leave him free?
He was fading out now.
He was fading out.
No, Herrera was a contractual. It was a contract issue now, like man himself.
But he was already fading out, sir.
But bro,
I swear,
fading out is not better than the McTominay or the Fred.
No, my, he's better than them, sharp.
But Sha, why I saw like Fred, he was overworking himself. That was just the fact. Fred was overworking.
McTominay was just shite.
Exactly. So, Fred was the person that they were not supposed to remove. Fred, like honestly.
Oh man, I feel like that's what you were meant to.
Fred. Fred was overworking.
Did you see Eriksen when Eriksen dropped deep, guy? He was just
Eriksen is class.
So removing Fred was spot on. Like, it was spot on.
Because the first person
that's what just changed the game.
It was spot on, guy.
The first person they were supposed to move was McTominay. Like that was
McTominay was supposed to be
like, but if McTominay meets you like 1-on-1, but he will like worry you. But Fred, but like sometimes, but Fred is useless. That's the truth. Area balls, but
yeah, actually, anyway, he's short.
He's a bit brief now, so.
And he's not that technical like that. Maybe I see if you control ball, you go see.
Nah, Brazilian, no, bro.
That guy is a Guinean. He's from Guinea, guy.
Nah, Brazilian. I did call him like.
He's a Brazilian guy. Maybe there's something we're not seeing.
Yeah, I feel like that double. Why do we have to use two for?
We don't have to. Like, guys,
there's no one as good in the team. So that's why
nobody can actually play four in your team.
Who will play four? Nobody.
Let's move on to Man City.
Who? Yeah. They asked why they need to sign players now, but they are not signing the right players.
They want to sign Rabiot. Come on. What the fuck is that? Haaland made the City debut with two goals. Ooh. Two proper goals,
against
my G.
Against West Ham.
Pep, even better openers than Brighton.
I swear, that, as I always see him,
West Ham.
Which team I think of?
You see second goal?
Dude, De Bruyne. That guy has pace. Haaland has pace for a very big man like that. Haaland has pace.
See,
as he opens his body. Please, that ball.
Spread the ball.
Oh my God. Haaland, boy, he's going to score goals. He's going to score. Let us end it like that. Haaland will score goals, guy.
Yeah, I just want to see Haaland.
The guy will deliver.
Oh,
man. That's the worst. But I'll bet on Haaland.
Yes, now.
All day, every day.
But I don't like meeting people one on one.
I swear. Haaland, but you won't bully him, guy. See, doing that.
No, I think Haaland outrun Van Dijk.
Yes.
He can't bully Haaland.
Van Dijk said no to bully Haaland.
Van Dijk will be able to stop him.
No.
Yes.
I swear. See, 90 minutes.
Wait, how?
It's 90 minutes. Definitely, he will stop him one or two times.
How many times have you seen Van Dijk 1v1 with like world class attackers?
Van Dijk now.
Van Dijk is just sense.
Like the experience.
Nah, he's just smart.
Give you space, run.
Then he's your team.
He might go up block.
So those were the results from the top six in the Premier League.
So
let's talk about
what was your match like for the Premier League. The match you loved the most this week.
Man City versus West Ham, because there was just an aura of calmness in the game. Man City were in control throughout.
No, he was better.
No, you don't understand. Man City had played before Man City. So there was chaos in my match, guy. So when I also Man City dominating the ball, that is not something we can be proud of. So in the Bundesliga, well, Bayern Munich are going to Bayern Munich. They won Europa League champions.
For me,
Frankfurt 6-1.
This first week I've watched, but I've already know like most of the champions already in all the leagues. So I don't mind.
Two leagues that haven't started. What do you mean? I've
already know the champions already. See Bayern. They are going to win straight up.
Normal.
They are going to win.
Barcelona, normal.
Man City, normal.
League never start around the big mouth.
I don't know.
Guys, I don't know if any of you follow this page on Twitter. Football conspiracies. Somebody said that Bayern Munich intentionally
lost like four matches
so that people think the Bundesliga is competitive.
I swear, like mixing, you just see, what's the name of this thing? Mönchengladbach.
Gladbach, that season at Bochum. They were just promoted. They did their 4-0.
Normally, we just
Gladbach beat Bayern twice, but can go imagine of 4 goals last season.
Normal level. And I just like the backup.
Contract.
Like the backup of Bundesliga, be that
now. So in League One, Paris Saint-Germain kickstarted their season with a win against Clermont Foot.
I don't mind
the team, please.
Clermont Foot.
Wow.
Who is Clermont Foot?
Wow.
Clermont Foot. Clermont Foot. Clermont Foot.
Where was your team?
Clement Foot guy. So Messi scored, Kekin and Pep kick.
The crease. Ready touch.
Messi scored,
Kekin and Pep. The PR in the Champions League Twitter page was doing was too crazy. Guy.
Dude, the PR of ESPN FC is too much. Yeah.
They were comparing these guys with
Ronaldo's and Bale and Rooney's.
Yes, and Rooney's are minuscule.
They just put them for the same.
So what's that to mean?
What is that?
They're not
trying to say anyway.
What are they trying to say
then? What are they saying?
Just put them for
the same bracket. Okay, speak up. Yes, sir.
For the same bracket. I like, that's what you saw.
That bracket.
That's why it's a very good goal.
It's a very good goal.
Yeah, it's a very good
goal. Like, but it's not Ronaldo or Bale's.
Yeah, he actually
said he wanted to be Ronaldo.
If you wanted to,
what was the comparison for?
So what was the comparison for?
It's not a comparison, that's what I'm saying. They're not saying all of them are great overhead bicycle kicks.
That's not great.
Messi's great.
Okay, that's it for this segment of the show. We'll be back after this break. forgot to talk about Barcelona being unable to register Lewandowski.
Not just Lewandowski.
But Laporta don't talk to you register. Why are you friends now?
Why are you friends?
It never happened.
Wait till talk.
Rest now. Yeah, wait till not talk with never.
Yes.
Bro.
Now just mess.
Bro, league is starting
just
on Saturday.
Mess.
Yeah,
just mess.
Just
mess. Starting on Saturday.
Just mess.
So,
we have
time. Bro, we have time.
We get time now.
As La Liga resumes this weekend.
To me, I'm a Liga fan.
Okay, you're also a Liga fan. Give us your predictions for
the greatest
season.
League. Let's start.
There's only one thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You're all Barca fans now, so what are we?
There's only one thing to say. This is Yuba in your heart. Deep in your heart.
Answer question I asked.
Deep in your heart. You know that Barca have carried this league. This is.
I don't know shit.
You know it.
I'm not a fortune.
You know it.
Confidence.
You know it. You, Madrid fan, you know it.
Confidence.
Talk,
you
talk,
know
talk,
it.
Talk.
So you Bruh. Guys are with. Winning the league.
This league is ours. This season is ours.
How about you, Jeff?
Me, my opinion is going to be very, very tight. Madrid will still come out on top. Period.
You spoke so logically, I believe you, Ralph.
Madrid will finish second, as usual. Why are you mad?
What are your predictions next? Wait, let me change the question for this guy. Yeah. Top four predictions
for
La Liga.
Norman, Barca, first.
Mm-hmm. La Liga Madrid
coming division. Closely behind them. In like 2-3 points.
No, that's too close.
No, but it's going to end up like that because they have a very good team. It's just that we have a better team. But they have a very good
team. You have better depth.
They have better depth.
Your team has not been tested over. Chat, please talk.
It was you.
Wow.
It's your only defense.
Wow.
Your only defense. Your only defense.
You are a fool.
Yeah, they are only defense mechanism. Yeah,
boy, I'm fool.
Come on, so pathetic.
Normal, Atleti coming third normally. Then Sevilla, I will still give them fourth, even though they lost Koundé. However,
I think I'll give Betis fourth. It was me.
Betis have a very good team, but I don't think they are going to beat
Sevilla. I see Atleti were doing well this season, but that's if they rectify their striker issue early. But I'll definitely say the first will definitely go to Madrid. As usual, now.
You should be Madrid.
There's only one Madrid. Only one the other one, they call them Atletico.
There's only one.
Okay,
Madrid.
Guys.
Then let's say Atletico second, then back at third.
Atletico second, you're
yes.
Anyway, there's no point to be dragged.
Who is fourth?
Because that fair you're talking about, you can never see.
Who is fourth? Who is fourth?
I don't know. Sevilla, usually, bro. I don't know.
You guys are not putting Villa there.
Still like Real, but
it's the one season wonder.
The thing is, but they are outstretched. They are there's too many leagues for them.
But they don't have depth.
And then they don't have depth.
Yeah.
So the last time we had a Who Would You Rather segment, we got a few suggestions from you out there listening. And we are here to give our very biased opinions on the players we think are better again. So kicking off this week's debate is a striker battle. We've got Chelsea's Drogba versus Liverpool Suarez versus Man City's Aguero. Emmanuel, who would you rather have in your team?
Drogba or Chido. He delivered more trophies. And let's say the team safe were no match compared to like an Aguero's team that were had superstars already in it. Drogba did it in the Champions League against a wicked and evil Barca.
They just UEFA Luna.
Exactly. And he did it against a Bayern safe now. He performed against Iba, so I'll actually give Drogba.
Okay. Molji.
Yes, boss.
Jose Mourinho versus Pep Guardiola. Let's not forget the fact that
bro, they both asking this motherfucker this question.
That all of them, they both started their careers at Barca.
Yes.
But
yes,
how
yes.
come their football philosophies are so parallel to each other?
Mourinho, bro, I believe he's naturally evil. I said that guy, but he just he's not somebody that takes orders. I swear he just does what he wants. But all due respect to him, I would rather Pep. Because Pep's philosophy speaks to me more as a Barca fan, and Pep is Pep. He's better.
Pep is better. But there's this argument.
Yeah.
Pep can win the... I say Pep. Mourinho can win the Champions League with Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
But can Pep win the Champions League with Porto?
Yes.
Nah.
Without Pep, any budgets. Wait,
but if you check out, like, at the time, Porto were a very good team.
Mm.
They had the players for the job.
How many? Call them.
Now, you go and Google it. Now, this is where you ask the question. Normal, but Porto and they were somehow underdogs, but they were very good still.
Anytime Pep doesn't have a good team,
when has he not had
a good team that you
the first season came to Premier League now? You were so
sure. Must be a good team.
And he just came from winning the league when we two.
But he didn't win anything now. He went and brought them.
It doesn't mean now because he didn't win.
It was his philosophy players he was looking for now.
So exactly. No. So that's why I think he won't be able to win it with Porto.
Do you know how the
players
remaining from the original team that Pep met at Man City?
Yeah.
And his team wasn't bad though. He had Yaya Toure, De Bruyne and who?
Yeah. That guy just dashed away Yaya Toure.
Moving on.
Yeah, he doesn't like him.
Moving on. Pep, right?
Pep
roulette.
Moving on to Jephthah. 2014 World Cup winning squad of Germany or 2018 France?
Now, personally, for me, it would be Germany because I feel like they're more feared side than that French squad. The French squad looked like they could take L's. I mean, it's not as if they did, but they look more. Yeah. If you get what I mean,
but
that German side were invincible.
Those guys were effective.
Passing,
Schweinsteiger.
You just like a machine.
There's a reason they call them German machines.
That France side were like two individual players.
Exactly, the French squad.
The Germans, they had a system.
They were a squad.
Nobody was bigger than anybody. Now, just a system of punishing
that system was flawless. So exactly. For me, definitely Germany.
Alright, man. Blessed. We're talking about away days. Your team is playing away. What team do you think is less aggressive, less volatile? Anfield away or Signal Iduna Park?
Dortmund.
Can I take it quick?
You always go for time.
Trent on the beat.
I don't see, they are both very, very tough places to. More generally in football, your home is supposed to be your sacred ground, except your Old Trafford. But but there was genuinely a time I genuinely believed that somebody planted Cham in Anfield.
Yeah. Like, I think they went for 2 years.
The guy. In Dortmund's home, there is a possibility, it's rare, but there's a possibility that you can catch Dortmund in a very good day and give them 4 in their home. It has happened recently.
Dortmund needs to do it for them.
You can't. See, that was why when Atletico beat Liverpool at home in that Champions League, I will never forget that night in my entire life. Because it was like, so, it happened.
It actually happened.
All I can say is that Anfield never walked alone. So.
Anfield is great.
Anfield.
But they did work alone. Yeah.
So rounding off this segment is a question that I'll answer myself.
Is that even a question?
Cristiano Ronaldo's bicycle kick.
I will tear this paper now.
Messi's attempt at a bicycle kick. There I see. Cristiano Ronaldo's bicycle kick was against Juventus in the Champions League quarterfinal.
See, this is not a
fair. And Messi's.
This is rubbish.
I agree, it's not fair. That's why you guys shouldn't compare it. That's why you guys shouldn't compare it.
So
Ronaldo's bicycle kick over
SPS.
They weren't comparing.
They are doing what?
Girls, welcome back to the Luigi Brothers podcast. And one of these days, I will surprise you. I'm going to just put out an episode of Bloopers. We'll just be showing you what happens behind the scenes before we come back on air, because I feel like that one is a different kind of cruise. It's a different kind of cruise. But yeah, this is your soon to be FPL champion by God's grace. And I'm here to bring you your weekly FPL review. Now, game week one has come and has gone, we thank God. And we wanted to stay gone.
So it's one to bin, bro.
It was one to forget.
It's one to remember, bro.
Get out! Share your second. But for most of us, Gabriel Jesus disappointed us. And so, for those of you who are not aware, this season we have our made the Luigi Brothers FPL League public. So if you would like to join, and you really should, the code is PD9UCY. I repeat, PD9UCY.
PD9UCY.
Join and show us what you can do. Meanwhile, do I really want to go over this? Shout out to the current number one in the world, the best performer of Game Week 1, Andrew Rogers from England, the coach of Real Social Dad. That's the name of his team.
Wow, that's so creative.
Yes, actually, he scored 119 points after playing his triple captainship.
Well, that's so uncreative.
That's so uncreative.
He's fucked up. Triple captainship on Haaland.
Wow.
Against
okay, that's crazy.
that's
two goals.
Here, this lineup in goal, he had Mendy, who brought him 7 points. Mm-hmm. Three man defense, Zinchenko,
12.
Yeah. Perisic, 1.
Oh.
Trippier, 7. In midfield, 4. Ward-Prowse, 9. Martinelli, 8. Salah, obviously, 12. No, 12. And then Coutinho, the only disappointment. And then the top three, the front three, is front captain three. Haaland with 39 points from a triple captain. Mitrovic with 13. Mm. And Darwin with 9.
Mm. Wow. Yes.
So how many points did you guys have earlier?
119.
Wow.
So that not much.
Well, I expected
how many
more
points do you have?
It's just game week one.
Yeah, last just, and like, this team is pretty nice.
But this team will not last a very long time, Sha. Yeah.
I think the team is balanced
and Salah.
The team is balanced, guy. The only like, thing that I don't agree with is triple captain.
That triple captain means he cannot win this.
Bro, he can't produce 87 in the FPL now, bro. Mm. We don't know what
happens. Anyway, ultimately, at the end of the day. So, as we all know, the most selected player worldwide was Jesus.
75.
And then he was sold.
And most captained, Salah. Most vice captain Haaland. Is that why are they been putting that? That was not even necessary. Anyway, average point of 57 worldwide. Most of us here did not reach that.
Hello.
The only person here who can actually brag is Emmanuel Peter as usual.
Usual. That's not usual.
Why the Mexican?
Who managed to score his.
No, don't say manage, bro. No.
Who was able to score 75 points. But even at that, he is currently sitting second on the table. Shout out to David Ogbodo, the coach of Dave, Team Dave. He is currently number one on the Luigi Brothers table. Wherever you are, you will drop next week.
I'm coming for you. Right.
So I think we can skip over the FPL. That was it for gimmick one.
Yeah. Right, don't tell you. Why don't you want to mention that?
I'm a man. I will happily take my L's and walk away. Yes, in our head-to-head, I lost to Emmanuel Peter as unusual.
Yes, no.
It happened. And you see, finish last.
You finish last.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not bulging now, bro.
Shots fired.
Hey, Moji. Shout out to Moji. The one who ran away and never came back.
Yeah. The one who deleted his team.
Midway through the season.
I refuse to register for the season.
Stop for the season.
Who is this Moji?
Of his father's house.
Of his father's house.
Of his father's house.
It's a fucking chicken.
No, but you were there now. I tried registering now.
Actually,
that's not an excuse, bro. You have almost
more than a month,
bro.
I don't get it.
He doesn't have time. He's a busy man. He's busy running from here and there, running helter skelter.
Anyways, best of luck to everyone in game week 2. We pray for God's speed, God's strength, and for the FPL gods to smile on us.
Yes, smile on me only.
You that is last on the table.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
For all the FPL leagues where I create.
Victor Quadri created the Luigi League, but he's currently last.
Not for
on
long.
The table.
Not for long.
On
not
all
for
the, long. All the tables.
People that
all
are listening tables. To this, that are listening to our voice right now, they are above you on in your own league.
Yeah, not for long. You see, it's not how you start. It's how
you
end.
As a motivational
speaker.
It's following his club.
No, man.
In the following club.
Alright. Alright. So that brings us to the end of the episode. Any last takes, any last words from the boys in the building? Anything you have to say?
Everybody is back.
Yeah,
Baka is winning the treble.
Please like, follow, subscribe.
Yeah, like, follow,
give our
subscribe.
Show a rating. And I think there's a comment
You know we
section.
Are good. You know we are good.
Tell them. Let them know too. Yeah?
The smile on your face is because of us.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. You can play this to your babe and she'll still feel it.
Come on, come on.
You can play it.
Well, for the boys, I am your FPL man, Blessed Nyabom, signing out.
I'm Victor Kwachi, signing out from OT Old Trafford.
And it's your boy, Mano, signing out.
Roger, I'm signing out.
Office Finance, I'm
Office Finance. Jeff and Michael signing out as well.
Peace.
Have a good one.
Fixtures for next season in the La Liga The fixtures for next week in the La Liga.
Okay, this week.
What the fuck, man?
So the fixtures for this week as the La Liga resumes. See Barcelona facing Rayo Vallecano, Real Madrid versus Almeria, Osasuna versus Sevilla. Then let's just jump to Ligue 1. PSG plays Montpellier, and in the Bundesliga, Bayern face Wolfsburg. The Premier League is Chelsea versus Tottenham, Arsenal versus Leicester City, City versus Bournemouth.
Collect.
And then Liverpool plays Crystal Palace at home.